Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Jaye Iyegeme by P-Square. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Jaye Iyegeme was released on July 22nd under Square Root Entertainment and Mad Solutions LLC. It has two songs, and that represents 7 minutes of runtime with no features. It's absolutely amazing to have P-Square back, and I wasn't expecting it so soon, but I'm happy. I saw people absolutely blasting P-Square on Twitter about these songs, and some comments were downright nasty. After listening, I realized sometimes music listeners just love to be mean. The title track, Jaye, is exactly what any good team would recommend they do as a comeback single. It fuses Afrobeats and Amapiano to give the Omo Piano blend. That means it's a sound for now, a sound that's in not only Nigeria but around Africa and the world, and takes into account a genre they helped create in Afrobeats. They maintain that pop style to it, and it's a good groove all the way. The execution is really good and taps into the quality P-Square have given us for a very long time. I would argue they even sing better than they have done previously. And goodness me, the chorus is actually quite catchy. You will be singing to it in no time. This is why I think that those comments that I read were unfair. And there were some people who were actually saying, hey, you know what, this is a good song. And I wouldn't pay attention to the haters anyway. On YouTube, Jaye Iyegeme is already over 1 million views and counting, so it's done pretty well. The second song on the single is truly the P-Square of old. For a duo that last dropped Anything Together years ago, it makes sense for them to also cater to the fans that they left hanging, and this is exactly what the song Find Somebody does. It goes back and makes you wonder how much more music we'd have gotten from them in the meantime had they not broken up. Honestly, it will take a little more time for the brothers to get their bearings right based on the changes that have occurred since they were a team. They have been making music individually, but it was never the same, honestly. I'd say this is an excellent start with this single to gauge the market and give them a good direction as to where to go from here. I rate this single a solid 7 out of 10, and I'm excited to hear what P-Square has got going besides this, and I'm sure in the next coming weeks and months we are going to get some new music from them.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.